This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Welcome to the Farm Show for Wednesday, July 29th. This is John Michael Marty. Below average rainfall throughout most of the state allowed farmers to continue harvesting small grains and cutting hay. Statewide, precip averaged about a half inch below normal. The average temperature was just under 75, and there were 5 days suitable for field work during the week ending July 26th. Topsoil moisture was rated at 67% adequate, 30% surplus. The subsoil moisture was rated at 67% adequate and 31% surplus. Corn silking increased to 89%. It's still slightly behind last year at this time. Corn dough was at 32%. An increase of 15 percentage points over last week. The corn condition was rated at 10% poor, 28% pear, 45% good, and 12% excellent. Soybeans blooming was at 72%. That's compared to 81% last year and a five-year average of 77%. Soybean setting pods was at 31%, 10 percentage points below last year at this time. Soybean condition was rated at 13% poor, 32% fair, 41% good, and 8% excellent. Planting of sorghum and harvesting of winter wheat neared completion at 95%. Pasture and range condition was rated at 3% poor, 19% fair, 58% good, and 19% excellent. Comments submitted to the Environmental Protection Agency yesterday, the National Corn Growers Association highlighted the importance of the RFS, the Renewable Fuel Standard, and urged that agency to restore the 2014-16 corn ethanol volume to statute. In the comments, the National Corn Growers stated, the RFS has spurred growth in agriculture, increased energy diversity, and decreased GHG emissions from fossil fuels through the development of renewable energy resources. We urge the agency to stay the course and support this important piece of transformational energy policy. We request it reconsider its proposed reduction in the 14, 15, and 16 renewable volume obligations. In that letter accompanying the corn growers' comments, NCGA President Chip Bowling says the RFS is doing exactly what it was intended to do. It's successfully driving the adoption of renewable fuel alternatives to petroleum, supporting jobs across the country, and ensuring the United States remains a global leader in developing new renewable energy sources while decreasing GHG emissions here at home. We are asking the EPA to provide regulatory certainty to the most successful renewable fuel program in place. The continued stability and health of the rural economy and the nation's environmental improvements hinge upon your decision. That from Chip Bowling, president of the NCGA. That's part one of our farm show. We'll be back with part two in just a moment. Time now for part two of the Farm Show for this Wednesday. Well, Old Settlers begins this weekend and then continues next Wednesday and Thursday in Hillsboro. Also, the Butler Homecoming is this weekend. There are big plans, big celebration going on up in Dorchester, wherever you are. Get out, say hi to a farmer, and thank him for the food that he produces. Without them, it'd be pretty tough, huh? As old Derry Brownfield used to say, if you eat, then you too are involved in agriculture. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack has declared August 2nd through the 8th as National Farmers Market Week. The declaration was made official by proclamation signed by Secretary Vilsack. This year marks the 16th annual National Farmers Market Week in honor of the important role that farm markets play in local economies. Throughout the week, USDA will celebrate thousands of our nation's farmers markets, the farmers and ranchers who make them possible, and the communities that host them. All over mid-Illinois, you can find a farmer's market on the weekend, some during certain days during the week. Find everything from grass-fed beef to, obviously, beets and turnips and fine, ripened tomatoes right off the vine. National Farmers Market Week's a great opportunity for farmers markets across the country to host special events to showcase all the tremendous services they provide. Farmers markets play a key role in developing local and regional food systems that support farmers and help grow rural economies. And whether it's a huge farmers market like Soulard in St. Louis, or a roadside peach stand somewhere along Route 16 over by Shipman and Piasaw, it all brings communities together, connecting cities with the farms and providing Americans with fresh, healthy food. So celebrate Farmers Market Week by picking up some homegrown tomatoes, or some green beans, or some grass-fed beef, or country eggs, whatever you're in the mood for. That's our farm show for this Wednesday. This is John Michael Marty.